In the day's other news, technology stocks, which many believe were overvalued, fell hard again and took the rest of Wall Street with them. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 632 points to close at 27,500. The Nasdaq fell 465 points. It's off 10% since its peak last Wednesday, officially a market correction. And the S&P 500 gave up 95 points. The suffocation death of Daniel Prude in Rochester, New York, has triggered a police shakeup. The chief and the deputy chief announced their retirements today. Police caught Prude running naked last March. They used a hood to stop him from spitting and held him down for 2 minutes. He died later. Video did not emerge until last week. President Trump says that he's willing to spend his own money on his re-election bid amid reports of a campaign cash crunch. The New York Times reports that the campaign has spent more than $800 million out of $1.1 billion that it raised through July. Mr. Trump defended the spending and dismissed the news accounts before he flew to Florida and North Carolina.
The press was fake, and we have to spend a lot of money. Now, if we did need, we don't, because we have much more money than we had last time in the going into the last 2 months, I think double and triple. But if we need it anymore, I'd put it up personally, like I did in the primaries last time.
Later in Florida, the president signed an executive order to expand an offshore drilling ban to Florida's Atlantic coasts and the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina. There is pushback from the Pentagon against new criticism from President Trump. He said Monday that military leaders want wars in order to keep arms makers happy. Today, General James McConville, who's the Army Chief of Staff, said that commanders recommend fighting only when, quote, it is required in national security and in the last resort. He did not mention Mr. Trump directly. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are launching a probe of the Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. The Washington Post reports that his former company pressured employees for political contributions and then illegally reimbursed them with bonuses. DeJoy has denied wrongdoing, but top Democrats say that he should be suspended or fired. The Senate returned to work today, and majority Republicans released their COVID economic relief bill. It offers nearly $600 billion for schools, businesses, and the unemployed, and offsets about half that cost. But it has little chance of passing, despite Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's appeal to Democrats.
We want to agree where a bipartisan agreement is possible, get more help out the door, and then keep arguing over the rest later. That's how you legislate. That's how you make law.
Democratic leaders dismiss the Republican bill. They want a $2 trillion measure. In Belarus, a leading opposition activist, Maria Kolesnikova, is being held at the border with Ukraine after refusing to leave. Security footage allegedly shows the car that drove her and two other members of an opposition council to the border. Authorities tried to deport her. It's part of a crackdown on protests against the authoritarian president. And China and India accused each other today of firing warning shots across their disputed border on Monday. It happened in a Himalayan region where the two countries have been in a standoff since May. Beijing says that the shooting was the first between the two nuclear powers since 1975. Still to come on the News Hour, we talk with Dr. Anthony Fauci about the state of the pandemic response and a possible vaccine. With the cost of health care prohibitive for many Americans, we examine possibilities for expansion of coverage. What lessons can be learned from Sweden's stay-open response to COVID-19?